I have just put the coffee on. It should be through dripping in a minute and 22 and a half seconds. And look at that. Scotty Mack is over there practicing his yo-yo.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I told you his cousin Yo-Yo Mack from Birmingham, Alabama is the one that started him on that.
I know.
And he can do walking the dog and all of that.
I'm so impressed by everything that Scotty Mack can do.
Yeah. Talented.
Very talented.
Yeah. And it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
I will say this, too. Mm-hmm. The week he was on vacation. Okay, I am so appreciative of everybody that we have on this staff because we have built just a great, I feel like we're almost like a cast of characters almost.
You think so?
But, I mean, we have an amazing staff.
Yeah, and our latest addition is Mark, and boy, is he doing a great job.
Mark, yes. Well, Mark has been with us anyway for Fountain Lake football.
Right.
And then we last year, we brought him in to help with remotes.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mark's just here.
That's right.
You know, I mean, he's still the sports information director at National Park College. But Mark is here once a week now, and I love that. Because, you know, I love the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me happy. But the week Scotty was on vacation, I try to never take for granted what each person contributes in their job.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when I had to be the production manager as well that week.
Yeah.
It made me just appreciate him a little more.
Yeah, well, there's nobody better at what he does.
No,
period.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Hmm.
Absolutely not. Well, on this April the 3rd, it is National Chocolate Mousse Day. It's National Find a Rainbow Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's National Walking Day, which is the first Wednesday in April.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Time to walk, huh?
Time to walk.
And this is the day that back in 1882, Jesse James was shot to death in his home in St. Joseph, Missouri by Robert Ford, one of his own gang.
Yeah.
Sad day.
Sad.
Yeah.
Hate when things like that happen.
I do too.
1860, the legendary Pony Express begins service between St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
The old Pony Express.
Yeah, it lasted 1 year.
Well, I do say that I think that the mail service would be faster by Pony Express on some extent.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Let me just give you a prime example of that, actually, since I bring that up.
Okay.
So I got a call from Datamax.
Okay.
And I had noticed, but you know, I'm so busy. I had noticed the month before, because we get two different bills from them each month. And so I had noticed that I only gotten one, and it wasn't the normal one that's like a levelized rate. I didn't get the one that does for my billing copier. Mm-hmm. Didn't think much about it. Well, she called me and she said, "Hey, this invoice is not paid." I'm like, "Really?" And then we went back and I said, I obviously didn't get it because I don't show record of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent it to me and I cut a check. Can I tell you that thing was mailed in February, by like the second week of February? I did not get that bill.
Wow.
Until the last week of March in the mail.
Hmm.
It came in, I opened it up, and I went,
"Wonder what happened to it?"
I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, man. That's terrible.
It is terrible. How sad is that?
That's pretty sad.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Pretty sad. 1983, the longest car ramp jump record is set at 232 feet.
Hmm.
I don't know. You wouldn't be seeing me in a, you know.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Hmm. Also in 83, the cucumber slicing record is set at 244 slices from a foot-long cucumber in 13.4 seconds.
Hmm.
That's a lot of slices in 13.4 seconds.
It sure is, yeah.
244.
Did they do that manually?
I'm guessing so. I don't know. It was a world record at the time, so I don't know.
Okay.
1994, Charles Carralt hosts CBS Sunday Morning for the last time. And then Charles Osgood took over, right?
Yes, he did.
From him. 1959, the BBC bans Charlie Brown by the Coasters.
Well, they did?
Because of the word spitball.
Oh.
It was used in it. Yeah, well, you know, the BBC, I almost feel like it's the upper echelon.
Mm. The creme de la creme of the crop.
Yes. Yeah. Spitball was not.
I see.
Creme de la creme.
No, it's not.
Yeah. 1961, Blue Moon by the Marcells hits number one. Stayed there for 3 weeks. 1965, Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and Count Me In by Gary Lewis and the Playboys entered the top 40. Mm-hmm. 1969, Billy Preston becomes one of the first to sign with Apple Records. Now, Apple Records, I don't recognize.
I think that was the Beatles.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's their record label because they left Capitol and formed their own. I think that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I learned something today.
Yeah, well, we learn something every day.
Yeah, we try.
And some of it is true and some of it is
not. Some of it's not so true.
But at the Garland County Farmers Association, you'll find on the shelves a product that you need. Stock up on it now. It's called Repel. They have two different types of Repel. One is for clothing and gear, and you simply
spray it on
your
pants, boots,
jeans, boots, and so forth. Mm-hmm. It will keep the ticks off.
It's got permethrin in it, it's not for your skin.
And it lasts, you know, can last all week.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Repel insect repellent, and that does a good job.
It does. It does. I've used both over at your house because the ticks, they like to come out around your
That's
neck
true.
Of the woods. Your neck of Cedar Mountain over there.
Yeah, and to knock out the chiggers in the yard, they have sulfur chips.
They do.
You want to stock up on those and broadcast them. And if you need a handheld sprayer, they have a big selection of those.
They do. And yesterday we started talking about the hummingbirds.
We did, yeah.
And they have great feeders at the Farmers Association. And my favorite one has the ant moat that is built into it. So
a number of them do, yeah.
So all you got to do is put the water at the top because ants can't swim.
Mm-hmm.
But they love to try to get the nectar.
Yeah, they sure do.
Have you bought sugar?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. I know I asked you about that, but then I forgot to follow up.
Yeah. I think I brought it down here.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we've rearranged so many things here.
That's right.
It's hard for me to find things at sometimes.
But they have two sizes of hummingbird feeders, 16 ounces and the 32 ounces. And they come in a couple of different styles, too, with feeding stations that are built into the base.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to remove the flowers to clean them and all that. They're built into the base.
Yeah, they are. They're great feeders.
They also have hummingbird nectar available.
Bottle brushes.
Hummer Galore cleaning bottle brushes, right. You know, everything you need for the hummers. Now, at my house, because I keep up with it in the barn, for the past 2 years, on April the 2nd, I've seen a scout.
Oh, so yeah, you do keep up with it.
So I'm keeping my eyes open.
Keeping your eyes open.
Hmm.
Well, you'll start to hear it at your house because you seem to have like a nest over there.
Well, they nest in the trees, yeah. They come in here and they have their babies.
Yeah, I mean, because by July, you will just, I mean, buzzing.
That's right. They're fun.
They're fun.
1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs is where to find the Garland County Farmers Association. They're just beyond Walgreens on Airport Road. Easy to find.
Well, born on this day, on the 3rd of April. Now, I don't know which date here is correct. Either 1904 or 1915. It says Iron Eyes Cody was born. Do you know which one?
We have two choices.
Two choices.
1904 or what?
Or 1915.
I would say 04 because he lived a long life.
Yeah, well, he died in 1999.
Okay.
So that would be...
And a heck of a nice guy, too, because I knew him. He used to go to the film festival every year, and he and I struck up a friendship.
Yeah. 1922, actress and singer Doris Day.
Mm-hmm.
1924, actor Marlon Brando. 1941, actor Eric Braeden is 83 today. He is still on The Young and the Restless, Victor Newman.
Mm-hmm.
He's still...
Oh, he dominates the scenes.
Oh my gosh, yes. He's one of those actors that is just like...
And it's Doris Day's birthday.
It is.
Okay, so Tracy's going to have to dust off some of our Doris Day recordings. Get them ready and play one today.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we choose a great person.
Here's another one he can play, Donkashane, because it's Wayne Newton's birthday. He's 82 today.
What? How can little Wayne be 82?
I don't know. Tony Orlando is 80 today. He was born in 1944.
Okay.
1959, actor David Hyde Pierce from Frasier. And in 1961, Eddie Murphy is 63 today.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.